A suspect is in custody, accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of copper wiring. That's according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, which shared details with local media this morning. But this suspect is no stranger to law enforcement at either the local or federal level. Lieutenant Jesse Taylor with the Sheriff's Office shares more.
Earlier this month, on the 1st, the Sheriff's Office received a call of a potential theft at an abandoned or vacated property in the Samoa area. One of our community services officers was dispatched to this location and learned that a significant amount of copper material, piping, wiring, et cetera, was obviously stolen from the location. And through his investigation, deputies were able to follow up on that information and identify a suspect, Brent John Holdridge from Arcata. And deputies were able to secure a search warrant for his residence in the 500 block of Warren Creek Road in Arcata. Upon serving that search warrant, not all of, but a good portion of the property that was stolen from the theft site was recovered. As many people know, copper right now is very expensive, and so that was probably some of the motivating factors when Mr. Holdridge allegedly committed this theft. I say that because everybody's presumed innocent until proven guilty, but we did recover property at his residence, and then he was subsequently booked into the Humboldt County Jail for burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property.
Original reporting by Kim Kemp of Redheaded Black Belt reveals that the suspect, Brent Holdridge, was also identified as a participant in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, a violent attempt to stop the certification of the presidential election results. According to Kemp's report at KimKemp.com, Holdridge self-surrendered and faced multiple federal charges, including entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted area, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, parading, demonstrating, or picketing inside the Capitol. Each of these charges carries a potential sentencing ranging from 6 months to 1 year in jail. On January 20th, 2025, Holdridge became one of more 1,500 individuals granted clemency by President Donald Trump, who issued a sweeping pardon for those convicted in connection to the Capitol riot. Locally, Lieutenant Taylor stated that the suspect's federal history was not a factor in the current copper theft case, but noted that the suspect had a criminal history spanning nearly two decades in Humboldt County.
I can confirm that Mr. Holdridge is known to us going back to 2008, 2010. I'm just looking at some history with matters that he was involved in. I specifically, or the sheriff's office, does not have any confirmation on those rumors that he was associated with the January 6th. Incident at the Capitol.
And while the sheriff's office stated it hasn't confirmed a direct link, FBI Special Agent Randall Watts of the Eureka Field Office confirmed those key details in an interview with our media partner. Notably, Holdridge is not the first January 6 rioter who was later pardoned, only to be arrested again on new unrelated charges. Among others, a Florida man arrested on federal gun charges, a Texas man charged with solicitation of a minor, one individual sentenced to 10 years for a fatal DUI, and another was shot and killed by Indiana police during a traffic stop. Holdridge joins a growing list of Capitol attackers who made headlines post-pardon. And given his past and the apparent risk of reoffending, Lieutenant Taylor acknowledged that this case highlights a broader systemic issue.
Yeah, so we live in a state, in a time where rehabilitation has been the focus of habitual offenders. And the 25 or so years that I've been in law enforcement, I don't know that it's been all that successful. Obviously, with a lot of the repeat offenders that people see and read about, there is a fine line between rehabilitation and being accountable for your own actions. And I think that that's something that the criminal justice system struggles with at times. And that's not to say that I think that you know, everybody should go to jail and we throw away the key and never see you again. I think there is a lot of valid reasons as to why the rehabilitation process needs to be investigated. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of people in the community that are just quite frankly fed up with having to see and, you know, be re-victimized time and time again by these folks who really don't have any consequence to their actions. And so with that in mind, unfortunately, you're seeing what we see now with a lot of people, you know, being habitual criminals with very little accountability on their end.
In closing, Lieutenant Taylor commended the diligent work of the community services officer in resolving the case and reiterated that the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office remains committed to protecting residents from property crimes.
Really happy that we have those positions. Some of those are funded by Measure Z. Again, they're essential service positions that allow a CSO to take a lot of the workload off of our deputy sheriffs who are responding to in-progress emergencies. So just a really important position, and I'd like to highlight that.
Anyone with information about this case or related criminal activity is encouraged to contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office at 707-445-7251.